Western Australian Premier Mark McGowan has greeted Prime Minister Scott Morrison in Perth.
Welcome to the Prime Minister. I can't help but feel partially responsible for his absence for the last two or three hundred days.
As questions swirl about the flooding disaster on the East Coast. The PM denied reports he held up the announcement of an imminent support package involving $10,000 family assistance grants.
It was late last, not last night, but the night before, and over the course of that evening, that the request had come through from the New South Wales government. The National Security Committee of Cabinet met for several hours yesterday. I was here in Perth and was at that meeting, as was the Attorney General. And in working through the proposal that came forward, we've been able to finalise some arrangements today.
Labor has been highly vocal about the Coalition's response to the flood disaster, with Labor's housing spokesman Jason Clare saying the Prime Minister needs to hurry up.
Today we find out that help is being held up because Scott Morrison hasn't signed the paperwork. We know Scott Morrison doesn't hold a hose. The least he could do is hold a pen.
But New South Wales Treasurer Matt Keane says there's no hold-up and an announcement is imminent.
We're working through a process with the Prime Minister's office and the federal government that we've already got $1 billion out the door that we've already announced in conjunction with the federal government, and we're working through some additional support packages for those who need it most.
This follows accusations that some local council areas in northern New South Wales missed out on disaster funding because they fell in a Labor electorate. The federal government has now announced residents in Keogle, Tweed, Bellina and Byron local government areas will be offered cash support.
We work closely with state governments, but when you're talking about the investments of hundreds of millions of dollars and indeed billions now, then I think people would expect us to go through the proper assessment of the proposals.
One proposal the Coalition has announced is a commitment of $500 million for the Urana Dam in central Queensland, announced by Deputy PM Barnaby Joyce.
This investment will further drive the development of central Queensland, delivering a 970,000 megalitre dam, twice the size of Sydney Harbour, to open in excess of 20,000 hectares of prime agricultural land, irrigation land.
Up to a third of the water would be available for use by the mining industry. Opponents argue investing in infrastructure to benefit mining makes little sense, but the federal government insists environmental processes for the multi-billion dollar proposal will be followed.
The Nationals and the Liberals will lock $483 million in the bank for this project. The Australian government is holding the money aside pending demonstration of value for money and sufficient public benefit for the investment.
The Nationals requested billions in infrastructure spending in return for the Junior Coalition Party's support of net zero emissions by 2050. And Barnaby Joyce says there's more infrastructure payments to be unveiled in this year's federal budget. Brooke Young, SBS News.